Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Smith's Ballpark for the Pacific Coast League game featuring the Tacoma Rainiers, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Salt Lake Bees. Today's sponsor is Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been serving the Utah community for over 30 years and has won over $1.2 billion for their clients. We want to thank Siegfried & Jensen for their tremendous support of Salt Lake Bees baseball. Every Tuesday at Smith's Ballpark is Smith's Family Night. Purchase four tickets for $20 and save 50% on regular hot dogs and fountain drinks. Courtesy of Smith's. Low prices and market fresh. Purchase Smith's Family Night tickets by visiting slbees.com. Every Sunday is Safe in the Sunday, presented by University of Utah Health, who reminds you to apply sunscreen, wear hats and sunglasses, and stay hydrated. UofU Health is the trusted healthcare provider for the Bees family and your family. Every Thursday night home game is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3.25 each. Grab a cold one and remember, this bud's for you, Tom. Calling all kids, Shields invites kids 12 and under to come onto the field to run the bases following every Friday and Saturday home game. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about upcoming games, promotions, theme nights, and the latest team and player news. slbees.com, your home for Bees baseball. The Bees team store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Bees team store. If you're the designated driver, Coors Light invites you to register to win a Bees jersey and cap. Please stop by our guest services booth and register to win. Brought to you by Coors Light. As an official sponsor of Minor League Baseball, Nationwide welcomes you back to the ballpark for another amazing season. To learn more about planning for the future and protecting the things that matter most, visit nationwide.com. Come join us in the Bohemian Bullpen all game long, where you can relax and sample the finest local foods from our friends at Bohemian Brewery. We've got plenty of open seating, fresh local craft beers, bratwursts, pierogies, and beer pretzels. Support your two favorite local teams. Go Bohemian and go Bees. Join us on Friday, September 22nd for this year's Go Gold to Strike Out Childhood Cancer Game. The evening will be dedicated to children who have experienced cancer, including those currently undergoing treatment. All proceeds will go to Childhood Cancer Research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. This season, Utah Toyota dealers are donating $1,000 to the Go Gold to Strike Out Childhood Cancer Run for every Salt Lake Bees home victory, helping to fund critical research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. So let's make every home game count, both on the field and in the run fighting against childhood cancer. Go Bees and go Gold! The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit the use of language.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hey Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees, AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Well, the Rainiers won the opener of this series yesterday 7-5, and Tacoma is on, today's game number 8 of a 12-game road trip for the Tacoma Rainiers that is going to end up lasting 2 weeks. And Tacoma struggled in the first leg, going 2-4 at Las Vegas, but they actually lost 4 of the first 5 at Vegas. They won the last game there on Sunday, and after the off day on Monday, the Rainiers came right back and picked up another win last night, so they've won 2 in a row, and the Rainiers are 3-4 on this road trip so far. So a chance to get even on the road trip with a victory tonight. On the year, the Rainiers are 15-12 overall. That puts them in fourth place in the 10-team Pacific Coast League, 5.5 games behind first place Oklahoma City. Salt Lake is down near the cellar. They are 11-17, 10 games out, and one game ahead of cellar-dwelling Sugarland. So the Bees have not been off to a good start of late, but they have won 2 of their last 3 games. They'd won 2 in a row prior to yesterday. On the mound for Tacoma today, Jose Rodriguez. He's made 4 starts. He's 1-1 with a 4.87 ERA. Salt Lake is going to start the crafty veteran changeup artist Cesar Valdez, who has not been fooling them this year. 1-1 with a 9.00 ERA. He was one of the top pitchers in this league last year, but this year he's allowed 33 hits in 19 innings, including 4 home runs. So Cesar Valdez on the hill for Salt Lake and Jose Rodriguez for the Rainiers. Should be a good one today. We'll take a look back at yesterday's Rainiers victory when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Right here is taking on Salt Lake today. We'll be back to night games for the remainder of this series until Sunday when we have the traditional day game. Last night of the series opener, Rainiers won 7-5. Tacoma was down 3-0 after 4 innings. Mike Ford hit a 2-out, 2-run single in the 5th. It stayed 3-2 until the 8th when, with 2 outs and Jack Larson at first base, Salt Lake pitchers, 2 different relievers, combined to walk 3 straight men, tying the game. The last walk, a bases-loaded walk drawn by Cade Marlowe, made it 3-3. That brought up Ryan O'Keefe, and O'Keefe connected a long 3-run double that hit near the top of the fence in straightaway center field here at Salt Lake City. It was just 2 or 3 feet away from being a grand slam. O'Keefe had to settle for a 3-run double that gave the Rainiers a 6-3 lead, and Tacoma went on and won the game 7-5. Keep an eye on the walks. The Rainiers drew 11 walks in yesterday's game. They lead the league in drawing walks by a large margin. And they look to draw more free passes today as they set up runs. The walks do. And we'll see if the Rainiers can keep that going here in today's game. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Ferrelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 15 wins and 12 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma, playing left field today, is Cooper Hummel. Batting second, center fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the first baseman Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing right field is Zach DeLoach. Hitting sixth, doing the catching, is Jacob Nottingham. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Colin Moran. Hitting eighth is shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth for the Rainiers, second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. On the mound, Jose Rodriguez, 1-1 with a 4.87 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Keith Johnson. They have a record of 11 wins and 17 losses. Leading off for Salt Lake, playing shortstop is David Fletcher. Batting second, the right fielder, Joe Adell. Hitting third, first baseman, Trey Cabbage. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Kevin Padlow. Hitting fifth, the left fielder, Mickey Moniak. Batting sixth, is center fielder, Jordan Adams. In the number seven spot, the second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Taylor Jones, out of Kentwood High School. And hitting ninth and doing the catching is Anthony Mulrine. On the mound, Cesar Valdez. He's 1-1 with a 9.00 ERA. Our umpires, Mark Stewart Jr. has the plate. Harlan Acosta is at first base, and the crew chief, Tom Hanahan, is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake in game two of six between the AAA affiliates of these two American League West rivals. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees here in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're at high elevation here. Ball travels far in the thin air and farther during day games, so we could see a high-scoring one. First pitch of the game to Cooper Hubbell is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. That is strike one. On the hill, the 38-year-old Cesar Valdez, well-traveled veteran and a real master of his craft out there on the hill, and he throws outside to Hummel. Valdez has been pitching professionally since 2006. And the right-hander's 1-1 to Hummel in there for a strike, 1-2. And Valdez, last year with Salt Lake, 10-5 with a 3.94 ERA. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and he strikes out Cooper Hummel, and there's the first out in the top of the first inning. We're underway in SLC. The Red Ears wearing their blue batting practice jerseys today with the gray pants. Salt Lake wearing their home whites with bees written across the chest of the jerseys. Here's the pitch to Cade Marlowe. It swung on and foul, tipped at the plate. Marlowe hitting 340 in a dozen games for Tacoma with a 410 on base percentage. Valdez is a real control pitcher, just 22 walks in 146 innings last year. So he throws down low for a ball. 1-1 to Marlowe. Although this year his walks have been up, which is consistent with everything about walks in the Pacific Coast League and the minors this year. So here's one low and away to Marlowe. Valdez has walked 11 in 19 innings this year. 2-1 pitch on its way, and this is inside, ball three. So Marlowe's well out ahead of the count, 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch, grounded left side and through between short and third, and there's a base hit for Marlowe going the other way with a ground ball single, and he is on with one out at the top of the first inning. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner hitting third today. And he's batting 219, but with eight homers, 23 runs batted in, and a 372 on base percentage. And he takes a off-speed pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. Valdez throws a lot of changeups, a lot of sliders. His fastball doesn't crack 90, but he really knows how to pitch. Now the 0-1 to Shiner is a swing and a miss. The 86-mile-per-hour sinker. And Shiner's behind in the count, 0-2. Valdez has pitched in the majors, most recently with Baltimore Well, actually, he got into one game with the Angels last year, but his last extended stretch was with Baltimore in 2021. Pickoff throw to first, and Marlowe's back in. Pitched in 39 games for the Orioles in 2021, all of them in relief, and even was used as their closer for a stretch, saving eight games. Another pickoff throw to first, and this time they got him. Marlowe is picked off of first base, and that is the second out in the top of the first inning. Marlowe thought he was back in there, and first base coach Ty Kelly had a word with the first base umpire, Harlan Acosta, and John Russell is out from the third base dugout, and he wants an explanation. Well, that's the, you know, Kelly is in his first year coaching, and that's the first time we've seen him argue a call with the umpire. I mean, he wasn't real demonstrative about it, but he certainly had something to say, and that was enough to get John Russell out of the dugout to find out what's going on. And Russell had something of a fiery discussion with Acosta, but he has heard enough, and he's going back to the dugout now. Second game in a row that Russell has found himself arguing with the first base umpire in the first inning. Yesterday it was the home run controversy on a ball that was hit by Stefanik. Pitch to Shiner now is outside, and the count goes to one ball, two strikes. Two outs, no one on. And this pitch is outside in the dirt. Counts even, 2-2. Valdez working with catcher Anthony Mulrine behind the plate. Now the 2-2 coming from Valdez. And it's down low, ball three. That base hit Marlowe had before he got picked off, by the way, I neglected to mention, that extended his hitting streak to eight straight games. Longest hitting streak currently going for any Rainiers batters. 3-2 to Shiner. Swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Still 3-2. On deck is Ford. 3-2 again to Shiner. Swung on, and that's wrapped on the ground up the middle and into left center field. A base hit for Shiner. So he has a single, a grounder to the left of second base.
Running fourth is the designated hitter. Number 25.
And now Ford will be the batter. Ford drove in two more runs yesterday, leads the league with 41 runs batted in now. He's batting 348. Nine homers. The pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Cesar Valdez with a 1-1 pitch, and it is a fastball that misses. Just a little bit outside, 2-1. Now Valdez is set, 2-1 pitch. Swung on and blooped behind third, drifting back Taylor Jones, and the third baseman makes the catch in shallow left, and Ford is retired, and that does it for the Rainiers. In the top of the first. No runs on two hits, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tekelva nothing, Salt Lake coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. On the mound today, Jose Rodriguez. And he's making his fifth start, sixth appearance for the Red Ears. His first appearance of the year came out of the bullpen. Rodriguez, last time out, went 5 1/3 innings in Vegas. It was kind of an interesting start. Pitch to Fletcher to open up this one is a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the righty is set now, and the 0-1 is up and away, 1-1. Rodriguez was pitching in Vegas in pristine hitting conditions at the Las Vegas ballpark. The final score of that game ended up being 9-7. So here's one low and away to Fletcher. And Rodriguez went 5 1/3 innings and gave up 14 hits, which is just a ton. He also walked 3. There were 17 base runners. Here's a little roller to the right side. Off the mound is Rodriguez. He picks it up and flips it to Shiner, and they get the out, one away. David Fletcher retired, and now Joe Adell will be the batter. So you would think with all those base runners in 5 1/3 innings that Rodriguez would have given up a ton of runs, but he actually got 4 double play grounders in the infield, which helped get him out of 4 different jams. As here's a swing and a one hopper to first, fielded by Shiner with a backhand. Flip it to Rodriguez, covering first for the out, and two men are gone. Adell is retired on one pitch before I could even mention that he leads the league with 11 homers. So two down, and now Trey Cabbage will bat. Cabbage hitting .327 with 9 homers, left-hand batter. Rodriguez is ready, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Rodriguez, 27 years old, former member of the Bees for part of the 2019 season. Now a pitch in there for a strike to Cabbage, 1-1. He was a reliever then, a multiple inning reliever, pitched in 18 games for Salt Lake that year. Made his major league debut that season as well. 1-1 to Cabbage is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery, swing and a foul. 2-2. Two-two coming. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Rodriguez fans Trey Cabbage, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. 3 up, 3 down. And Jose Rodriguez notches his first strikeout of the day. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best. Better than I
rest.
No score after one inning of play today in Salt Lake City. Rainiers hit a couple of singles in the first inning, but a pickoff kind of prevented that from turning into any sort of rally. Zach Deloach leading things off here in the second. And the pitch is grounded right to the first baseman. Cabbage fields it, and he flips it to Cesar Valdez. One pitch, one out in the second, and now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. Right here's facing Cesar Valdez, the veteran whose changeup has a nickname. You know, if you have a pitch that has a nickname, it's a good pitch. His changeup has been nicknamed the Dead Fish. Here's the pitch in for a strike to Nottingham. 0-1 the count. Nottingham has homered in each of his last two games he's played in. And he swings and yanks one into left field, and there's a base hit with one out in the top of the second inning. Nottingham rips a single through the left side. And he's aboard, and now Colin Moran will be the batter. Moran. Back in the lineup today. Did not play in last night's series opener. Same with Nottingham. In fact, three of the four players who were not in the game last night are in the lineup today. Moran. Hitting 167. Two homers, 12 runs batted in 18 games. Major league veteran trying to get back up. And the pitch to him is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Moran was a first-round pick back in 2013. It was the Marlins who originally drafted him. Got traded when he was in the minors. So here's the pitch in for a strike. And eventually established himself in the majors with the Pirates and was their starting third baseman for 4 years. 1-1, one strike to Moran. And here's a swing and a double play grounder hit to Stefanik at second. He goes to Fletcher for one on to first. A really easy inning-ending double play turned by the Salt Lake Bees. Hard grounder right to the second baseman. No runs for Tacoma on a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Very close to downtown Salt Lake City. Maybe a half mile south of the edge of downtown. Here's Kevin Padlow leading things off for Salt Lake. The former Rainier takes the first pitch from Jose Rodriguez outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Padlow hitting .246 with four homers for Salt Lake, and he ropes a line drive to center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Fielding it on one hop is Marlow. Padlow stops at first base with a leadoff single in the bottom of the second inning. First hit of the game for Salt Lake, first base runner of the game for the Bees, and now Mickey Moniak will be the batter. Moniak looks out towards Rodriguez, and the pitch is skied to left field, high in the air and shallow. Hummel comes in, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. Well, Moniak's been on a tear, and he continued it with three hits last night, but Jose Rodriguez gets him to fly out harmlessly to left field for the first out. And now Jordan Adams is the batter. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced on one hop to third, and Moran has it and throws to first in time to get Adams. Padlow takes second. It was bounced to Moran on a high bounce, like the ball was hit straight into the ground and took a big bounce. Moran had to charge it to glove it, and because of that, the double play was not a possibility, and Moran just threw to first and retired Adams. So a runner at second base with two outs for Michael Stefanik. Top hitter for the Bees. Stefanik is batting .341 with a homer and 10 runs batted in. The runner goes to third. The pitch is called a strike. No throw by Nottingham. Padlow steals third base uncontested. His second steal of the year. Well, Rodriguez is ready. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two-one delivery. Hit in the air towards the right field corner. Slicing over is Deloach into foul ground, and he can't get it. And it's just a foul ball, 2-2. That was dangerously close to where Stefanik hit his disputed home run last night. The right field foul pole is only 315 feet from home plate here, with the fence quickly jutting out and getting deep. But in that corner, you could get a real short homer. And Stefanik hit one that the Red Ears thought bounced off the top of the fence in that corner, but the umpire ruled it hit the very bottom of the foul pole and thus was a homer. So here's a foul tip by Stefanik. Replays proved that it should not have been a home run, but they don't use replay review in the PCL. John Russell argued to no avail. It ended up not mattering because if it had not been a homer, it would have been a double, and Stefanik would have scored in the inning anyway. 2-2 pitches, high, ball three. So three balls, two strikes to Stefanik with Padlo at third. Taylor Jones on deck. Stefanik steps back in. Great contact hitter. Jose Rodriguez is set. And the 3-2 pitch swung on and hit in the air to straightaway center. Coming in a few steps is Marlow. He's there and he makes the catch for the final out in the bottom of the second inning. So Salt Lake does not score. No runs on a hit, no errors. One runner left on. We go to the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On to the third inning we go. Tacoma and Salt Lake scoreless so far here in Salt Lake City. Leading things off at the top of the third for the Red Ears will be Mason McCoy. He'll be followed by Cesar Hernandez and Cooper Hummel. Cesar Valdez on the hill. And the pitch from the right-hander is taken for a called strike on the inside edge. 0-1 the count. Now Valdez with his next delivery, and it's swung on and grounded right to third. That's fielded by Taylor Jones. He throws to first in time for the out. Two pitches, one away in the top of the third inning. McCoy grounds out. That was Mason McCoy's 100th at bat of the year. He's the first Rainiers player to have 100 ABs. Here's Cesar Hernandez batting .254. 469 on base percentage. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Valdez is just pounding the strike zone. 0-1 pitch. Grounded to first base. That's fielded by Cabbage. He drops it, picks it up, and then throws to Valdez, covering first in time for the out. Cabbage staying with it. And two men are gone in the top of the third inning. So that's the first trip through the lineup. The Red Ears hit three singles against Valdez, but didn't get anyone to second base. Cooper Hummel will now bat for his second time. He struck out swinging in the first. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field. Long run into the alley for Adams, but this ball is going to carry to the base of the fence. Hummel is at second, and he'll stop there with a two-out double. Cooper Hummel doubles to left center field and puts himself in scoring position for Cade Marlowe. Hummel's second double since joining the Rainiers. And now Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe singled in the first. He's one for one. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Well, yesterday, the Red Ears scored six of their seven runs with two outs in an inning. And here's a two-out opportunity today. The pitch swung on and bounced right to the shortstop. Fletcher has it, throws to first in time to get Marlowe, and the Rainiers do not rally with two outs at the top of the third. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tecumseh and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Tecumseh and Salt Lake. Taylor Jones, Anthony Mulrine, and David Fletcher are due up in the third for Salt Lake against the Red Ears' Jose Rodriguez. Here's Jones, and the pitch is a fastball over for a called strike, 0-1. Taylor Jones out of Kentwood High School played at Gonzaga. And he's bounced around a couple of AAA teams in recent years as here's a pitch in for a strike, 1-1. And he signed a minor league deal with the Angels this year and has been with Salt Lake. He's hitting .250, three homers in 22 games. And the next pitch misses for a ball. Got his first major league call-up with the Astros a few years back. Correction on the count, 1-2, and this pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Jones. Jones appeared late in last night's game as a pinch hitter. He grounded out to short. That was his only plate appearance. The 2-2 swung on, grounded right to the second baseman. That's Cesar Hernandez. He handles it and throws out Jones, and one man is gone in the bottom of the third inning. Now Anthony Mulrine will be the batter. Salt Lake catcher who's 2-for-27 on the year. Mulrine's a right-hand batter. And the pitch is inside. Did it hit him? No, it hit his bat. That's a foul ball, strike one. So 0-1 the count to Mulrein. Now pitches outside, 1-1. Now a swing and a high fly towards right center, ranging over is Marlowe and Deloach. And Deloach, the right fielder, makes the catch, and that's out number two at the bottom of the third. Mulrein flies to right. So here's David Fletcher, who was the Angels' starting second baseman since 2018, but found himself getting sent to AAA this year after a slow start. He was just 2-for-16 at the plate. Pitches in for a strike. Luis Ranifo taking at bats in the infield. Rendon's actually healthy this year for the Angels. That's a factor. 0-1 pitch sliced foul down the right field line. 0-2 now. And meanwhile, his little brother, Dominic Fletcher, who's been with Reno the last couple years, he's now in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. So the Fletchers have had their fortunes transposed. So here's one outside for a ball, 1-2. Rodriguez with a 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on and lined into center field. That's a base hit, and Marlowe moves towards right center to pick it up. Fletcher will hold it first with a two-out single. Solid base hit for David Fletcher. Now Joe Adell is the hitter. Adell bounced out earlier, swinging at the first pitch. But he cranked his league-leading 11th homer of the year last night in the bottom of the ninth inning. But at that time, the Rainiers had a three-run lead and there was no one on base, so they didn't really worry a whole lot about the fact that Adell hit a ball over 400 feet to left field. It would matter a little more here. And he lines one into center, and that's going to be a base hit. Marlowe fields it on two hops. Fletcher holds at second base. Back-to-back singles with two outs in the bottom of the third from Fletcher and Adell. Well, here comes Trey Cabbage. Cabbage second in the league with 9 homers. 6 of the top 8 in the Pacific Coast League home run leaders are playing in this game today. Well, I guess not. I have to correct that. 5 of the top 8 are playing today because Brian O'Keefe's out of the lineup for the Rainiers. Here's a foul out of play by Cabbage. I'm sure O'Keefe will be back in there tomorrow. Oh, and 1 to Cabbage. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. 0-2. Trey Cabbage. 3 cabbages. O2 pitch fouled away. What is the plural of cabbage anyway? Is it if you have 3 heads of cabbage, is it 3 cabbages or 3 cabbage? I don't know. O2 pitch to Trey Cabbage is lined right to McCoy, the shortstop, who gloves it for the final out in the bottom of the third inning. No run score for Salt Lake on 2 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake scoreless.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year.
Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the fourth inning of play. Jake Shiner, Mike Ford, and Zach DeLoach to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch to Shiner, and it misses for a ball from Cesar Valdez, 1-0. Confirmed between innings, the plural of cabbage is cabbages. So here's one in for a strike. So that would mean that Trey Cabbage is grammatically incorrect. Next pitch to Shiner, outside for a ball. 2-1. Valdez with a 2-1 delivery, and it swung out and bounced towards short. That's fielded by Fletcher. His throw to first is in time for the out. A little offline, but Cabbage was able to reach out and grab it, keep his foot on the bag. One away in the top of the fourth inning. And now Mike Ford is the batter. Ford popped up earlier. He's 0-1. We'll check out what happened around the league last night. Top team in the league, Oklahoma City, won again, and they did so late yesterday as Ford hits a hard grounder right to Fletcher, the shortstop, who throws out Ford. And very quickly, we have two away in the top of the fourth for Zach DeLoach. El Paso is hosting Oklahoma City. And El Paso's lefty, Jay Groom, was rolling yesterday. Six no-hit innings, struck out nine, walked three. Left the game with a 2-0 lead. And it was still 2-0 going to the ninth. And Oklahoma City scored five runs in the top of the ninth and beat El Paso 5-2. So there's a strike to DeLoach. And in a typical game in the PCL these days, Oklahoma City only had three hits, but they drew eight walks. And a bunch of walks in that ninth inning rally. Here's a swing and a high fly to shallow left hit by DeLoach. Moniak comes in. He's there, and he makes the catch. And that was a five-pitch inning for Cesar Valdez. Three up, three down at the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Kevin Padlow stands in. He singled for Salt Lake in the second inning. Former Rainier takes a fastball up high, ball one. We're going to continue with our look around what happened in the PCL last night. So now this pitch is in for a strike. First place Oklahoma City won, as we discussed. They are 21-7. They have a two-game lead over Round Rock, who got rained out in Reno yesterday, although I actually heard there was snow involved in that. Here's one outside to Padlow. They are attempting to play a doubleheader today in Reno. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Well, really, doubleheader is not going to start until 4, so it'll be interesting to see if they're able to get it in Reno. 2-2 to Padlow. Called strike 3. Rodriguez freezes him, and that is the second strikeout of the day for Jose Rodriguez. One away at the bottom of the fourth, and now Mickey Moniak is the hitter. Reno lost their ace today. Brandon Fott called up by the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he's going to make his big league debut today. So here's a swing and a foul tipped by Moniak. In fact, two of the top starting pitchers in the league were called up and are going to debut in the big leagues today. Brandon Fott from Reno and Gavin Stone from Oklahoma City was called up by the Dodgers. Next pitch to Moniak, swing and a miss. There's strike 2. O-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left center. Over goes Marlowe. He's there, and he squeezes it for the out, and Moniak is 0-2 today. Two down in the bottom of the fourth, and Jordan Adams will be next. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Nice Wednesday day game here in Salt Lake City. Pleasant afternoon, as here's one up and in to Adams. Have a thin layer of high cloud cover here. Now the 1-0. Swung on and popped up straight in the air in front of home plate. In comes Moran, the third baseman, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the bottom of the fourth. Jose Rodriguez sets him down in order. Second time he's done that today. We're on our way to the fifth inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Farelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the fifth inning, Tacoma and Salt Lake scoreless here in Salt Lake City. Pitcher's duel in the early going between Jose Rodriguez and Cesar Valdez. Jacob Nottingham stands in, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Nottingham has one of the right ears four hits today. He smashed a single through the left side in the second inning, and he takes a slider for a strike. 1-1 the count. Now the next pitch is swung on and missed. There's strike two. Nottingham uses his timeout and steps out for a moment. He homered on Sunday in his last game in Vegas. And years from now, no one will know that home run came off a first baseman who was pitching. Hit it off Kevin Crone in a blowout. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Cesar Valdez has his second strikeout of the afternoon. Colin Moran now the batter. Moran, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Moran hit the ball hard his first time up, but right at the second baseman, and it was a double play. Cesar Valdez gets warned for quick pitching. Moran, he never actually threw the pitch, but he went into his motion before Moran looked out at the mound, which you have to wait for. So here's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. More from around the Pacific Coast League. Sugarland put the hammer on Albuquerque yesterday, 14-3 at Isotopes Park. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul by Moran. Sugarland had 15 hits, no homers in Albuquerque. Now there's some confusion on the part of the home plate umpire Mark Stewart and crew chief Tom Hanahan, and they were in a conversation, and Keith Johnson's out of the dugout. He wants an explanation, the Salt Lake manager, and he gets the explanation and heads back in. Sugarland yesterday had an absolutely massive performance from J.J. Matijevic. 1-2 to Moran is inside, 2-2. Matijevic for the Space Cowboys was 5-for-6 with 2 singles, a double, and 2 triples. Here's one down low. And Matijevic had 8 runs batted in, tying Mike Ford for biggest RBI performance in a single game in the PCL this year. 3-2 to Moran, grounded hard right to the shortstop. Fletcher, who fields it, and throws out Moran, and Moran has hit 2 sharp grounders right at infielders today. Cesar Valdez has now retired 6 in a row and 9 of the last 10. And Mason McCoy will be the next hitter for the Rainiers. Saw that Sugarland had Michael Brantley, longtime major leaguer, on rehab, and he had three hits and scored four runs yesterday in Albuquerque. Pitch taken inside for a ball. You know, a veteran like Brantley on a rehab assignment for the Astros, he doesn't have to go on the road to Albuquerque. He could go to stay in Texas and do his rehab with Corpus. Here's a roller up the middle, cut off by the shortstop Fletcher, and Fletcher throws out Mason McCoy at first, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. I'm guessing that Michael Brantley knows about Albuquerque. I'm sure he knows about Albuquerque and the hitting environment there, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to Albuquerque on my rehab. I'm going to get some hits. Well, no hits for the Raiders at the top of the fifth. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it. Tacoma nothing, Salt Lake nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We move on to the bottom of the fifth inning. Michael Stefanik, Taylor Jones, and Anthony Mulrine to bat this inning against Jose Rodriguez. And the first pitch to Stefanik is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Stefanik flied to center field. His first time up, he's 0-for-1. Rodriguez has allowed three singles through four innings. Next pitch up and in. One ball, one strike. One other PCL game yesterday, Vegas started up a series at Sacramento and got into a low-scoring game with the Giants affiliate, and Las Vegas won it 2-1. 1-1 to Stefanik is up and in, 2-1. Tyler Soderstrom drove in both Vegas runs with a couple of hits, and the Las Vegas bullpen went 5 2/3 scoreless innings. 2-1 to Stefanik is grounded sharply up the middle and into center field. A base hit to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. So Stefanik now has hit safely in six straight games, and more impressively, he's now reached base with a hit or a walk in every game he's played in this year, 26 of them. And Stefanik's on base streak is actually longer than that. As now a pitch to Taylor Jones is fouled away. Stefanik reached base in his final nine games in the PCL last year. So in this league, he's now reached base in 35 straight games. Oh, one pitch to Taylor Jones is looped up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit. Stefanik goes to second and stops there. Back-to-back hits for Stefanik and Taylor Jones, and Salt Lake has something developing in the bottom of the fifth inning. Their number nine hitter, Anthony Mulrine, is coming to the plate. The last time Stefanik did not reach base was in a game against Tacoma on August 28th of last year. He went 0 for 2. If we were at home, I would look it up in my scorebook as 0 for 2. He probably got lifted from the game early or maybe was injured. I'm not sure what happened that day. I'd have to refresh my memory. Here's one outside to Mulrine. Mulrine's possibly bunting here. Rainiers think so. Corner infielders are in. Rodriguez now with a 1-0 pitch, and Mulrine squares around, pulls the bat back, and takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, squaring around Mulrine, and he bunts at it and bunts it foul. That's strike one. So 2-1. Now the pitch is up and in, and that sent Mulrine ducking out of the way. A fastball up and in. Three balls, one strike to Mulrine. Runners with their leads, and Jose Rodriguez with his pitch, and it is high and tight, ball four. And that loads the bases, and Rodriguez certainly didn't mean to walk him. First walk issued by either team today. Bases are loaded with nobody out for David Fletcher. Matt Pierpont, the right ears, fill-in pitching coach for now, is the Mariners' assistant pitching coordinator. He's out to talk to Rodriguez. Now, conference breaks up very quickly, and Pierpont's back. Heading towards the dugout again. Well, the base is juiced, no one out, and the pitch to Fletcher is swung on, grounded to Moran at third. He has it, throws home. There's one, relay to first. There's two, a double play. Third to home to first. A huge play by the right ears infielders, Moran, Nottingham, and Shiner. Stefanik out at the plate. Jones takes third. Mulrine is at second. Fletcher grounds into the 5-2-3 double play. And just like that, two men are out. Runners are at second and third. And here's the slugger, Joe Adell. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Adell's 1-for-2 today. He singled to center field his last time up. Oh, Rodriguez got four double plays in his last start, and that was his first one today. Now a slider outside. Two balls, no strikes to Adell. Well, this next pitch is a swing and a foul back there. Strike one. Now the 2-1, outside ball three. Three-one pitch coming. And it's crushed to center field. Long run for Barlow, still going back, but this one is gone. A three-run homer to straightaway center field for Joe Adell. The Pacific Coast League's home run leader with his 12th of the year. And Salt Lake takes a 3-0 lead at the bottom of the fifth inning. Back-to-back games with a jack for Adele against the Red Ears. This one to straightaway center field. And that snaps the scoreless tie. And now Trey Cabbage is the hitter. And the pitch is pulled into right field, and there's a knock for Cabbage as that ball gets into the right field corner, and Cabbage is going for two, and he's in there standing up with a double. His first hit of the day. Suddenly the hits are coming for Salt Lake here in the fifth inning. Adele's homer measured at 470 feet. 110 miles per hour off the bat. It was an off-speed pitch from Rodriguez. He hit out. As Padlo fouls one away, there's strike one. Rodriguez now just trying to wrap up this inning and get his guys back into the dugout. 0-1 pitch. Up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1. Check swing foul tip, there's strike two. One-two pitch, swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line, slicing into the seats and out of play. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Padlo hits one in the air to center, and Marlo didn't see it initially. Now he comes running in and fortunately has time to get there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But the damage is done. Salt Lake scores 3 runs on the big 3-run homer off the bat of Joe Adele. 3 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors, 1 runner left on. We go to the 6th inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the sixth. The Red Ears find themselves trailing 3-0. Cesar Hernandez leads things off against Cesar Valdez, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez grounded out earlier, 0-1 today. 1-0 pitch from Valdez is down and in, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Three-run homer from Joe Adell, ending our scoreless tie. Hernandez hits one sharply up the middle and into center field. There's a base hit to get things started in the sixth inning. Hit number five for the Red Ears today. And now the lineup turns over, and Cooper Hummel will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a double. Hummel settles into the batter's box. And the pitch from Valdez is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Rainiers will be back home on Tuesday facing Reno at Cheney Stadium. Reno's second trip in already. Series one down low for a ball. 1-2 now to Hummel. It's going to be 7 games in 6 days against Reno because we have to make up a rainout from April. 1-2 pitch swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hummel, and Valdez has his third strikeout today. Second time he has struck out Cooper Hummel. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Doubleheader on Wednesday, a week from today at Cheney Stadium. 5:05 first pitch, and Cesar Valdez trying to pick off Hernandez, and he was just called for a balk. So Hernandez takes second base on a balk, and now the Red Ears have a man in scoring position. There's the pitch to Marlowe, and it is taken outside for a ball. Now the 1-0, in for a strike, 1-1. Next delivery, roped foul, first base side. So one ball, two strikes. Hernandez leads from second. Valdez's pitch swung on, grounded right to the first baseman, Trey Cabbage, who fields it and takes it to the bag for the out, and two men are gone. Hernandez moves up to third. So the Rainiers have a runner at third for the first time today, but now there are two outs. And Jake Shiner will come to the plate. Shiner is 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Now the next pitch, swung on and yanked down the third baseline, fair ball, and that's going to bring in the first run for the Red Ears today. Hernandez scores, And Shiner ends up at second base with a double as the left fielder Mickey Moniak gets the ball back in. And Tacoma's on the scoreboard. It's now Salt Lake 3, Red Ears 1. So Shiner with his second hit of this game, an RBI double. And that's his 24th run batted in of the year. He's second on the team in that category and sixth in the PCL. And now Mike Ford bats, representing the tying run. He's been quiet so far today, 0 for 2. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a pickoff throw to second, and the ball hits the helmet of Shiner and bounces away towards the second baseman. Well, 0-1 to Ford. And he cranks one foul down the first baseline. 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 to Ford, inside for a ball, and that trickles away from the catcher, and heading to third is Shiner. And so there's a runner at third now with two outs. On deck is DeLoach. Next pitch to Ford in the dirt, and this rolls away from the catcher and breaking home and scoring is Shiner, and it's a 3-2 ball game. A changeup in the dirt that bounced past Mulrein, and Shiner scored, and the Red Ears are within one. Back-to-back wild pitches. Well, the second one, definitely a wild pitch. I never saw a ruling on the first one. But the second one clearly bounced before it reached Mulrein, so that'll be a wild pitch. 3-2 coming now to Ford, or the 2-2, pardon me, and that's outside ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Ford's probably disappointed he doesn't get to add to his monstrous RBI total. 3-2 is outside ball four, so the inning continues. That's the first walk issued by Cesar Valdez today. Zach DeLoach will now be the batter. And the catcher, Mulrein, goes to the mound and speaks briefly with Valdez. Here's the pitch to DeLoach, and that runs in on the left-hand hitter. Ball one. Now fastball called a strike. One ball, one strike. 3-2 game here in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs and a runner at first. And the next pitch is pulled foul down the first baseline towards the B's bullpen, which is just starting to hop into action, with the right-hander beginning to throw. Jacob Webb throwing. One, two coming, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. DeLoach strikes out, and that closes out the top of the sixth. But the Red Ears get two runs back on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Mickey Moniak, Jordan Adams, and Michael Stefanik to bat this inning. Salt Lake leading on the scoreboard 3-2. Jose Rodriguez with his first pitch of the inning, and it swung on and foul tipped by Moniak. That's strike one. Rodriguez has gotten Moniak to fly out twice. Right, here's have some bullpen activity starting. So the next pitch is down low for a ball. It's Stephen Kolak who's warming up. One pitch. Hit in the air to left. Ranging towards the foul line is Hummel, and he's under it, and he makes the catch. Close to the foul line, but in fair territory. One out in the bottom of the sixth. The Red Deers have retired Moniak three times today. He's been on a tear coming in. And 14 hits in his last 26 at-bats prior to today. Here's Jordan Adams. Rodriguez with the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. We'll take a look at the Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas lost at Springfield 8-6 yesterday in a bullpen game. Sears went up high for a ball because Bryce Miller was supposed to start that game, but he started for the Mariners instead, so Arkansas had a bullpen game. They actually were leading most of the game. Got away in the eighth inning. Here's one outside to Adams. Read that Juan Mercedes, who pitched admirably for the Red Deers early in the season last year. So here's a swing and a grounder off the glove of the lunging shortstop McCoy, and the ball goes out into the outfield, and Adams has a one-out single. McCoy, a little frustrated he didn't field that, even though he was diving to his left. He's accustomed to making that play. So runner at first with one away. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. Mercedes was promoted from Everett to Double-A Arkansas to take the Bryce Miller rotation spot. Here's a toss to first base, and Adams is back in. Now a throw to first, and back in safely is Adams. Last year, Mercedes was at an extended spring training. Here's a pitch that misses for a ball, and the Raiders got short on pitching early in the year, and Mercedes pitched in three games at the AAA level, having never pitched above Class A Modesto previously. And he handled himself well. So the runner goes, and here's a swing and a bouncer foul. And once the Raiders no longer had a need for him and it was time to continue Mercedes' development, he had pitched so well for the Raiders that they decided, the Mariners did, to make him a starter, which they had not previously done, and they sent him to Everett to start last year for the last 5 months of the season. 1-1 pitch to Stefanik, grounded to short, might be two. McCoy feeds Hernandez. There's one on to first. There's two. The Raiders turn the double play, and that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. Stefanik grounds into a 6-4-3 double play, and it wraps up the sixth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the seventh inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the seventh inning, Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. And the first pitch to Jacob Nottingham leading off the seventh inning is fouled away. That's strike one. Cesar Valdez still out there. Now the 0-1 is swung on and fouled away, strike two. Nottingham had a base hit in the second, struck out his next time up. Valdez with the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it is up high, 1-2. Now Salt Lake is warming up a left-hander in their bullpen. Now the pitch grounded down the third baseline, barely foul. Nottingham nearly struck that, or snuck it inside the bag, but it was just to the left of the base. One and two to Nottingham. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Nottingham steps out of the batter's box for a moment. The 2-2 pitch is fouled away. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Jonathan Diaz is warming up in the Salt Lake bullpen. Lefty who has some big league time with the Angels. 2-2 to Nottingham. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Valdez got him with the slider, and one man is out in the seventh. Nottingham was trying to tie this game up with that swing right there. So Colin Moran's now the batter. He's hit two hard grounders and is 0 for 2. And this pitch is lined right to the third baseman, Jones, who hauls it in for the out, and Moran can't buy a break right now. That ball was smoked. So he's 0 for 3. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. Valdez with the pitch, and it's inside for a ball. Next pitch coming, and it's a swing and a foul tip. 1-1. Another note on our Mariner Farm Report. Advanced Class A Everett lost at home to Tri-City last night 7-2, but outfielder Alberto Rodriguez had two more hits, and he's off to a great start, hitting .357 with a .477 on-base percentage for Everett. So here's a foul out of play. Last year, prior to the season, he was added to the 40-man roster and ended up hitting just .261 for Everett, had a low OPS, and got taken off the 40-man. Cleared waivers, and now he's having a big year. Here's a swing and a grounder. Diving stop at short by Fletcher, and from a prone position on the ground, he throws out McCoy at first base. And Mason McCoy, who takes so many hits away from opposing hitters, just got one taken away from him on a great play by David Fletcher at shortstop for the Salt Lake Bees. Three up, three down at the top of the seventh inning. It's the stretch here at Salt Lake City. Our score is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Deer, Steven Kolek's in from the pen. He'll face Taylor Jones, and the first pitch of the bottom of the seventh is a breaking ball up and in, and it grazed the top of Jones's batting helmet as he was ducking. Just barely nicked him, and he is hit by the pitch, and so he gets to go to first base. And Jones is on. Jose Rodriguez went six innings, allowed eight hits and three runs. They were all earned. He walked one and struck out two. Anthony Mulride now trying to bunt and fouls one off. There's strike one. Mulrine has flied out, and he has walked and scored a run. This is Kolek's second appearance for the Red Ears. He went three innings his first time out, which was his AAA debut. It came in the Las Vegas series. As now Mulrine squares around to bunt again and takes a slider for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And this pitch is waved at and missed strike three, and down he goes, and that is the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kolek gets a strikeout, and now David Fletcher will hit. It was Saturday when Kolek went three innings against Vegas. In that game, he allowed three hits and one unearned run. He was off to a really good start at AA Arkansas and was promoted. Here's a pitch inside for a ball to Fletcher. 1-0 the count. Now Kolek with his next pitch. And it's fastball for a strike. Kolek had been a starting pitcher, converted to the bullpen this year, and so far so good with that plan. One pitch. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Jones.
Way to hold it. Good job.
Now the 1-1 pitch, and it's outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, tapped in front of the plate, and out to get it is Nottingham. No time to spare. He throws to first and gets Fletcher for the second out of the inning. Jones advances to second base. Nottingham with a veteran play there, calling off the pitcher, picking up that tapper that reached the grass in front of the plate, and then calmly throwing out the batter at first base, even though he knew it was going to be close. He got his man. Two down. Here's Joe Adell, and he swings and fouls one away. There's strike one. Adell. With that three-run homer in the fifth inning, all of the Salt Lake offense in this game so far. And the pitch is inside for a ball. His home run in the fifth, 470 feet to center field. It was a bomb. Now he swings and hits one in the air to right. This is in the ballpark towards right center. Marlowe and Deloach. It's Deloach, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. So no runs for Salt Lake in the seventh. Kolek doesn't allow a hit. There was one runner left on base. We go to the eighth. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Right here is head to the eighth inning here in Salt Lake City, down by a run, 3-2. New pitcher in for Salt Lake, lefty Jonathan Diaz is in, and he'll face Cesar Hernandez. And the first pitch to Hernandez is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. So Diaz is in, and Valdez went 7. Next pitch is outside, 2-0. And the veteran allowed 6 hits and 2 runs, which were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 5 and looked like last year's version of himself today. The 2-0 to Cesar Hernandez is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. So Jonathan Diaz, J-H-O-N, Jonathan, misses outside for a ball. Diaz. Yeah, with a 3-1 pitch. And it swung on and skied towards center, and that's going to carry right out to Adams, who makes the catch. And one man is out in the top of the eighth. Now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Diaz is in his 10th appearance for Salt Lake this year and has no record, an 8.03 ERA. He's been in the majors with the Angels each of the last 2 seasons. For short stints, 26-year-old from Venezuela. Next pitch is up high to Cooper Hummel. That's ball 1. Diaz was a starter for Salt Lake last year. Here's a hot grounder up the middle. It shoots past Diaz. Is picked up and fielded by Stefanik, and he throws out Hummel at first. 2 down. And Diaz gets up and starts walking it off a bit. That ball may have hit his leg. He seems to be all right. So Marlowe will bat with 2 outs and no one on. There's the pitch. And it's a fastball low and away. Next pitch coming. Swung on, grounded right to the second baseman, Stefanik. And his throw to first is just in time to get Marlowe by half a step. And that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. 3 up, 3 down. The Red Ears go in order, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. A very well-pitched ball game on this Wednesday afternoon in Salt Lake City, but the Bees lead it 3-2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. Stephen Kolek pitched a scoreless seventh. He's staying in the game here for the eighth, even though some left-hand hitters are coming up in Cabbage, Padlo, and Moniak. Trey Cabbage, 1-for-3 with a double. And the pitch from Kolek to Cabbage is fouled away. So Salt Lake's home ballpark here is Smith's Ballpark. It's a sponsored name. Smith's is the name of a grocery store chain here, like a Safeway or Albertsons. And now the 0-1 to Cabbage is up. Oh, called a strike going two. It's only appropriate that there's a player named Cabbage playing at a ballpark named after a grocery store that has a produce department. 0-2 is up and away for a ball, 1-2. I mean, Cabbage couldn't play at like AutoZone Park in Memphis. That wouldn't work. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, and Kolek has his second strikeout of the day. One away in the eighth, and now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Now a swing and a foul back. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Rainier's hoping that Kolek can provide a scoreless inning here, and we'll see if the offense can get going in the ninth. 1-1 to Padlo, up and away. There's no Salt Lake bullpen action going on, so it looks like they're planning on sticking with the lefty, Jonathan Diaz, who just retired to the side in order in the top of the eighth. Rainiers have left-hand hitters coming up, and Diaz is a lefty. Here's a swing and a foul. Although first Shiner's going to hit. He's right-handed. In the ninth, it'll be Jake Shiner, then two lefties, Mike Ford and Zach DeLoach. With Nottingham up fourth in the inning. 2-2 pitch to Padlo is a swing and a foul back, and it's still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Kevin Padlo. And the pitch is a slider outside. Full count, 3-2. Moniak on deck for Salt Lake. Payoff pitch is a fastball outside. That's ball four, and Padlo heads down to first base. Now Mickey Moniak is the hitter. We're going to get a pinch runner at first base for Padlo. And we are. Jared Oliva is the pinch runner. So a man at first with one out for Moniak. Left-hand hitter and a dangerous one so far this season, and he takes down low for a ball. Although Jose Rodriguez got Moniak to hit three pretty weak fly balls, and Moniak is 0-for-3. Now the 1-0 coming from Kolek. It's a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count 1-1. 95-mile-per-hour heater there from Kolek. One-one pitch, swing and a miss at another heater. Count goes to 1-2. Kolek with his next offering. After holding, now his pitch with the runner going, and it's hit in the air towards shallow center, and that's going to drop for a base hit in front of Marlowe. Going all the way to third because he was running on the pitch is Oliva. And Moniak has a single to center. And runners are at the quarters with one out for Jordan Adams. Adams is 1-for-3 with a single so far. Fielders drawn in. The Rainiers don't want to fall behind by more. Pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count to Adams. Next pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Kolek could really use a strikeout here. Runners at the corners, one out, down by one in the eighth. He comes set. Here's his pitch. And it's swung on and looped out into right field, and that's a base hit off the end of the bat. And Oliva scores, going all the way to third base is Moniak. It's an RBI single on an 0-2 pitch for Jordan Adams, and Salt Lake leads 4-2. Adams just hit that pitch off the end of the bat softly into right field. It worked out perfectly for him and the Bees. Runner still at the corners with one out. And here's Stefanik, and he tries a squeeze bunt, a safety squeeze. The ball's picked up by Kolek, and he throws out Stefanik at first. But the run scores. Moniak comes in. Adams takes second. It'll go in the books as a sacrifice bunt. 1-3 on the play at first base. Safety squeeze makes it 5-2 Salt Lake. And that's a heady play by Stefanik when, you know, he's hitting 340 and the Rainiers don't expect that at all. The bunt right there gets the run in. Swinging a foul back by Jones. There are certain times where a play like that makes sense, and I think this was one of them when Salt Lake's trying to tack on insurance runs at home in the eighth inning. So they now lead by three with two outs in the eighth and a runner at second. 0-1 pitch coming to Taylor Jones. And it's a swing and a foul off of Nottingham's face mask. And he seems to be all right. 0-2 the count now to Jones. Rainiers are going to need a rally in the ninth. Oh, 2 to Jones. Check swing, and the pitch was just outside for a ball. One, two coming. And And it's swung on and hit well to left field. Deep and back and gone. A two-run homer to straightaway left field for Taylor Jones. And the Bees have broken it open here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They now lead 7-2. Taylor Jones with his fourth homer of the year. Washington product out of Kentwood High School and Gonzaga. Hurting the right ears with that shot. Bases are empty now, and Anthony Mulrine's the hitter. 0-2 with a walk, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. Back to night games tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be at 5:35 Pacific. The Red Ears are starting Darren McCacken against Jake Lee of Salt Lake. Here's one high to Mulrine. McCacken's 1-1 with a 6.65 ERA. Now the 2-1 to Mulrine, swinging a miss, 2-2. Lee's made five starts for Salt Lake with an ICRA of 3.05, but he has no decisions yet. Two to Mulrine is stroked to short and fielded on a short hop by McCoy, and he throws to first and gets Mulrine for the final out here in the eighth. But four runs cross the plate for Salt Lake on three hits, including a homer by Taylor Jones. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the ninth. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the ninth, and it is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 2. Jake Shiner, Mike Ford, and Zach Deloach coming to the plate. The Red Ears trying to put together a big rally here as they find themselves suddenly needing one after the Bees just plated four runs at the bottom of the eighth inning to break open a 3-2 game. Here's Shiner, and the pitch from Jonathan Diaz is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Count's 0-2. Now the 0-2 on its way. And that's looped out into center. Coming in, Adams, he's there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number one in the top of the ninth inning. Shiner flies to center. Mike Ford will now be the hitter. Ford's 0-2 with a walk today. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Salt Lake's loosening up a right-hander in the bullpen in case the Rainiers start to make some noise here in the ninth. Diaz with a 1-0 to Ford, and he swings and hits it high in the air to right, but it's not deep, and Joe Adell is underneath it already, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. The Rainiers are down to their last out. Haven't had a hit or a base runner since the sixth inning. This was a real pitcher's game until the bottom of the eighth. Jose Rodriguez and Cesar Valdez, the two starters, had it going. Deloach is 0 for 3 today. Left versus left. Diaz's pitch is cued the other way and threw into left field. A base hit, and Deloach is on with two outs. So the Red Ears aren't done yet. And despite the fact that the Red Ears have been limited to two runs thus far in this game, there is always an opportunity for a rally in Salt Lake. This is a hitter's park. Keith Johnson knows that. The manager of the Bees, their all-time winningest manager, is out of the dugout, and he's going to make a pitching change here and bring in a righty to face Jacob Nottingham. So Diaz is done after an inning and two-thirds, and Salt Lake is making a pitching change. We'll take a break with two outs in the ninth. Our score, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day, with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Two outs in the ninth, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 2. Rainiers have a runner at first. Jacob Nottingham coming up. Salt Lake has brought in right-hander Jacob Webb, former member of the Atlanta Braves bullpen, for his 10th appearance of the year, 1-3 with a 9 ERA. And the first pitch with a runner going is taken for a strike. Deloach taking second base. That'll be defensive indifference. They were not holding him on. With a five-run lead and two outs in the ninth. Now Webb with the 0-1, and it's a swing and a miss. So 0-2, and the Rainiers are down to their last strike. And the pitch from Webb is swung on and fouled away, and Nottingham hangs in there. Nottingham eases back into the batter's box. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a foul back, and Nottingham stays alive. Rainiers have Colin Moran on deck. Now the 0-2. Swung on and smashed to center field, but it hangs up in the air and is caught by Adams for the final out of the game. It nearly sailed over his head. He had to reach up high in spirit, and that does it for this one. Salt Lake is the winner, 7-2, the final score. It evens up this series at a game apiece. And the Raiders are now 15-13 on the year after dropping this one to the Angels AAA club. 7-2, the final. We'll recap this game with the final totals and have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 7-2 in what was mostly a very well-pitched ball game today that was ultimately determined by the Salt Lake Bees hitting a couple of home runs with men on base. Started out as a real pitcher's duel between Salt Lake's Cesar Valdez and Tacoma's Jose Rodriguez. No one scored until the bottom of the fifth inning, 0-0, and Salt Lake loaded the bases with nobody out. Jose Rodriguez, though, got a double play grounder off the bat of David Fletcher, and the double play went through home plate. It was a third baseman to the catcher to the first baseman double play. That left runners at second and third with two outs. Rodriguez had a chance to get out of the inning unscathed and keep it a scoreless game, but Joe Adell was the hitter, and he leads the league in homers. And he added to his total with a 470-foot blast to straightaway center field. And Salt Lake was on top 3-0 in the fifth inning. The Red Ears, though, would bounce back with the two outs in the sixth. Cesar Hernandez hit a leadoff single. He was at third with two away. Jake Shiner yanked a double down the third baseline, scoring Hernandez and making it 3-1. And then Cesar Valdez uncorked a pair of wild pitches, allowing Shiner to advance to third and ultimately score. And that made it a 3-2 ball game. Rainier's right back in it. Rodriguez would pitch a scoreless sixth. He finished the game going six innings, allowing just the three runs on the Adell homer. We went to the seventh. Valdez got through the top of the seventh. Salt Lake starter went seven innings, allowed two runs. At the stretch, the Red Ears brought in Stephen Kolek, and he pitched a scoreless bottom of the seventh. So still 3-2 to the eighth. Jonathan Diaz came in relief for Salt Lake, retired the side in order. But in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Bees opened it up against Kolek. Kolek struck out the first batter, but then he walked Kevin Padlow. Mickey Moniak singled to center field. That was on a two-strike pitch, sending the runner to third, and then on an 0-2 pitch, Jordan Adams blooped a base hit the other way to right field, driving in Padlow, making it 4-2, and putting runners at the quarters for Michael Stefanik, who executed a safety squeeze, bunting in Moniak to make it a 5-2 Salt Lake lead. And with two outs and a runner at second, the next hitter, Taylor Jones, the Kentwood High School product, launched a two-run homer to left field for Salt Lake, his fourth of the year, and that really opened it up. Salt Lake was ahead 7-2, and that would be enough as Salt Lake takes it by that final score. Here are the final totals in today's game for Salt Lake. 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, left 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Cesar Valdez. He is 2-1. The loss goes to Jose Rodriguez. He falls to 1-2. The attendance today was 2,821. And the time of the game, 2 hours and 2 minutes, our shortest 9-inning game of the year by far. With the win, Salt Lake is now 12-17 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 15-13. Game 3 of the 6-game series is tomorrow night at 5:35 Pacific. Darren McCacken will be trying to bounce back from a rough outing his last time out. Jake Lee is on the hill for Salt Lake. Couple right-handers going head-to-head. We'll start our pregame show at 5:25. Salt Lake takes it 7-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Salt Lake beats Tacoma today 7-2, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. There are some day games today. The Mariners are not one of them. The Mariners play the A's tonight at 6:40. Logan Gilbert on the hill against J.P. Sears for the A's. Mariners trying to make it 2 in a row in Oakland. And actually it would be their third straight win overall if they were able to win it. One final already in. The Tigers have defeated the Mets 6-5 in the opening game of a doubleheader necessitated by a rainout yesterday in Detroit. So the Tigers beat the Mets in Game 1, and Game 2 is not till tonight, so that's a split doubleheader. And then in progress, the Diamondbacks lead the Texas Rangers 10-7, and they are in the seventh inning in Texas. San Francisco's up on the Astros 4-2 in Houston. That game's already in the ninth inning. And then just underway, the Reds and Padres are at the bottom of the first, scoreless. And the Phillies have plated a run in the top of the first inning against Gavin Stone, who's making his major league debut for the Dodgers up from Oklahoma City. Everything else in the majors is later on this evening. There is a full slate of games tonight. Here in Salt Lake City, the Red Ears fall to the Bees 7-2. We'll be back with more on the Red Ears postgame show right after this.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog.
At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 7-2 and evens up the series at a game apiece. Rainiers had good pitching today from Jose Rodriguez. Kind of start that normally gets you a win in the PCL. A quality start. He went six innings and allowed three runs. The Rainiers will take that every day. But the Cesar Valdez, who has been struggling to start this season for Salt Lake, did not show up today. The good Cesar Valdez from last year showed up for Salt Lake, and he was terrific. He went seven innings, allowed two runs, walked one, struck out five, got a ton of soft contact, was in command of the game, and he quieted the Rainiers' bats. The Rainiers' lineup has not been tamed too many times this year. It's not happening often, but it happened today. So some credit to the veteran, 38-year-old Cesar Valdez, for a fine outing today. There was one day game in the Pacific Coast League other than this one, and it's in the fourth inning. Sacramento leads Las Vegas 2-0. That is at the ballpark there in Sacramento. The other games are later today. Round Rock at Reno. They are playing a doubleheader to make up yesterday's rainout. That's supposed to start at 4. And then Sugar Land at Albuquerque will be later tonight, as is Oklahoma City at El Paso. Well, the Rainiers are going to have a relaxing evening in Salt Lake City tonight and come back with a night game tomorrow, which will start at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Tacoma starts Darren McCacken against Jake Lee for Salt Lake. McCacken got roughed up his last time out in Las Vegas. The ball was flying at Las Vegas ballpark, and he ended up allowing, I think it was four home runs, or was it five? Do we have to go back and look? Yeah, we do. It was five. Yeah, five home runs he gave up in that game. So obviously he's looking to bounce back from that. Of course, he's been a very reliable pitcher for the Rainiers, so we expect him to come back from that strong, and he'll be on the hill here tomorrow at 5:35 Pacific time. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark until tomorrow night. Once again, our final score today, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 2. Have a great afternoon.